Just to clarify, this show is now called White to See Radio. It used to be called R3 with JH, and then it was Half-Pastor Presents R3 with JH. I didn't like those names, so I went back to White to See Radio, which was the name of my original podcast back from 09 with my wife, which then became Half-Pastor Adventures. So that show is no longer White to See Radio, but the show is now White to See Radio. You're going to hear me call it R3 with JH, you're going to hear me call it Half-Pastor Presents R3, but really the show is White to See Radio, and you're going to hear this intro for a long time because I record like 35 episodes. Enjoy.
John, you're a dork.
Yeah, you know, orange cream sodas aren't as good when they're warm. They're much better when they're cold. So, you know, hey. Oh, hi. Sorry. Yeah, this is another R3 episode I recorded. This one's about my thoughts on the LGBTQ community. As it probably comes to no surprise to everybody, I have lots of friends who fall somewhere on that spectrum. And I decided to record an episode talking to myself about it. So, you know, who knows? But I just want to also mention that, you know, if you go and look at the attendees of a Pride event or a gay rights rally, usually mostly the conservative bunch that's against it are always there. They have a good turnout. So, I mean, at least they're there in numbers supporting the cause. All right. Here's a fun time of me talking about LGBTQ+ and all the other letters that are in that. And I don't mean that condescendingly. I mean, they keep adding them. And I don't know what they are. So the plus covers them all. All right. Thanks, guys. What up? Welcome back, Van Squad. Squad Van. Hey, Kendrick's not here. I can say Fan Squad if I want to. What up, Fan Squad? Hey, that's probably all I'll say because I don't want to say that again. So, yeah, this is another episode, edition, issue, sequel, prequel, requel of me ranting and talking about whatever the hell. All right, let's try this again. So, I totally just recorded almost an entire episode. I think I was recording for about 25 minutes on a topic that I'll do again here, and my recorder died. I didn't realize it died at 22 seconds in, so really all it got was the freaking intro and didn't get any of the fun stuff I said. So let's go for round two. So welcome back to my show. I'm in the car again because that's when I record these, and today I want to talk about LGBTQ+. I'll get to that in just a minute. But first, you know, I just want to say thank you for everybody who has joined me on this journey of me sharing my thoughts solo, something I was for a long time didn't really think I could do because I felt like a lot of my talking abilities, my podcasting abilities were playing off of other people and, you know, having co-hosts and doing it that way. What this has shown me is that at least in small chunks of 20, 30 minutes, I can rant and rave and talk. I'm not really ranting. I don't know. I hate the term rant and rave because rant and rave sounds kind of negative, but it's not. I mean, I try to keep things positive and talk about things in my own way. So this is kind of showing me that I can do that and that I can make things fun. Hopefully. I think it's fun. I'm having fun. I've gotten decent feedback so far from the people who have listened to this. But, you know, if you love it, you hate it, hit me up on Twitter at YTCL. If you want to check out my other podcasts, I'll go ahead and say them now. Just get them up front. I might say them again at the end because I'll probably forget that I said them now at the end. But you can hit me up on Twitter at... Wait, I just said that. Brain is in a circle right now. My other podcast, Spoiler Country, where we talk about comics and pop culture stuff. Then I've got another podcast with my wife called Haphazard Adventures. I have a book called Ion's Anthology coming out in 2019. Just go to ionsanthology.com, sign up for the newsletter, hear all the fun stuff about that and everything else that I do. And now... Without further ado, which is a very odd phrase if you think about it, but without further ado, let's talk about LGBTQ+. So what can this cis white man tell you about LGBTQ+ that hasn't been said before or that you're going to take seriously? Because, I mean, what can somebody who's not in that category tell you about that category? Well, I think a lot, really. I think that all voices are valid. I think that opinions are valid. I think that... people from both sides of any flipped coin should, you know, hear each other's opinions. I mean, there are definitely a section of cis white males out there, straight white males, for those who don't know what cis means, straight white males out there that, you know, don't understand LGBTQ+, and the human nature of when you don't understand something is to dislike it or to hate it, to use a stronger word. The same thing happens for blacks and Mexicans and any race that's not what you are. There's a built-in hatred to some of those because they don't understand it. So LGBTQ plus, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer plus, what does that mean? I mean, obviously you know what that means, right? You know it means that somebody who is not attracted generally to the same gender that they are. And why does this matter? You know, why should we care about this? Why should we talk about this? Well, as with anything or any subject that's not the norm or any subject that challenges the status quo that affects people, we should talk about. If there are people out there who are LGBTQ plus, and I say this facetiously because I know there are, that are put down, that are demeaned, that are meant to feel lower than people who are not what they are, that's wrong. And as a society, we should work to better that. We should better our society. You know, our society gets better with more and more inclusion. People make jokes online like, oh, this is the future liberals want, or this is the future that people want. It, you know, there'll be some ridiculous thing of like a guy in a Sailor Moon miniskirt outfit showing off his belly, looking very, very twink, or, you know, very gay and very feminine, and call that to be a bad thing. And I mean, it's shocking for sure because it's not something we see every day, but is it a bad thing if some guy wants to dress in a skimpy skirt and show off his belly and look feminine? No, it's not a bad thing. Who cares, right? It doesn't matter. If you want to dress in women's clothing, go for it. You want to dress in men's clothing, go for it. I guess the ultimate tone of what I want this whole episode to be, and hopefully it comes out into it, and I'll do my best, is that it really shouldn't matter what you want to do in your bedroom, and it really shouldn't matter what you want to do in your life. If you want to, if you're a dude and you want to dress like a girl, fucking go for it. Who cares? But let's go a little more deep on this. So I know from experience that there are, and you know what? I'll be upfront about it. I'll be upfront. In ninth grade in school, when I was 14, 15 years old, with a group of friends of mine, we created a club. And it's a club that I'm not proud of, and I don't talk about it very much, but I think this is the appropriate place to talk about it and kind of go through my thoughts on that. And you may or may not believe me, but at the time, I didn't believe in this club. I just did it because there were some friends that I had that made this club, and I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be a part of this thing with these people who I thought were popular, more popular than me, and people that I wanted to win their approval of. And it was called the GBA. Not Game Boy Advance, no. It was called the GBA, and the club was called the Gay Bashers of America, and I know how horrible that sounds. Now, to be clear, we never harassed any gay people. We never beat up any gay people, at least nothing that I was aware of, nothing that I was involved with. What it basically was is we had a club called GBA, Gay Bashers of America, and amongst the four of us, we would sit and discuss how quote-unquote gross being gay was. And for the most part, I just made jokes in the club. Most of my jokes were inferring that one of the members of the group was gay, which I'm pretty sure a couple of them were. And it was just their way of coping with it. However, I'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, we never, there was a couple of gay kids in our school, but we never went out and like mocked those gay kids. It was strictly just like a shock club, I think. And I was in it for the reasons I said it before. And I'm not proud of it. You know, it's a part of my past that I wish didn't happen, but it did. I never believed that anybody who was gay, queer, or trans was lesser than me. I never felt that they were worse than me. I just have always felt that it's whatever, man. It's whatever you want to do. But that being said, there was a guy in our class that was gay, and he was openly gay, and he got teased a lot for it. Now, him and I were friends. We're actually still friends years later. And, you know, there were some times where I said some not nice stuff to him because I got mad. And typically when you get mad, you go to hit the most vulnerable spot on somebody. And for somebody who is gay, the most vulnerable spot would be generally about them being gay in a society that doesn't really accept that, especially back in the 90s in a junior high school. So, I mean, years later, I apologized for it. And he was like, dude, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's fine. I'm like, you know, but I still felt bad for it. But, you know, I those connotations of gay being negative. Now, I still use the term gay as sometimes as a negative way to describe something, and it's from habit of me saying it for years. Same thing with retarded, you know. And I'm again not proud of it, and I do see the problems that with it. I also see that they're, you know, I see the problems with it, and I see the facts. It's like, well, whatever, you know. I see both sides of it. It's like, yes, when I say retarded or something's retarded, I don't mean to put down somebody who is retarded, you know, because that's not their fault. It's not who they are. It's something about them. And when I say, you know, oh god, that's so gay, I don't mean like, that gay people are bad. And I know that I'm using the word gay to mean bad, but I don't mean that gay people are bad. It's weird. And but in my life now, I've tried to not use those words in that connotation because I know that those words have power behind them. And I do have a lot of friends who are somewhere along the LGBTQ non-binary line, and I don't want to make them upset. Whereas personally, I use, oh, that's so gay, or oh man, that's freaking retarded. And I know, and like my close friends and my wife and stuff, they all know how I mean it when I'm saying it. Somebody on the outside may not, right? So it still comes out. I try my best not to, but it happens. And I think anybody who uses those words, you know, fluently as a negative context needs to think about that. You know, I'm not saying don't use those words, right? I'm not saying, you know, don't say something's retarded, don't say something's gay, right? Because, I just think you should be aware of the connotations that people have behind those words and the meaning those words have when used in that way. That being said, I find myself still using it when I'm slipping out at times. So, what does it mean to be gay? Well, for me, I'm not gay. I'm not bisexual. I'm not trans. I am very feminine for a man. I have a lot of, my wife calls me a half-mo, because I have a lot of feminine traits in me. And I think that comes from growing up with sisters and growing up with parents that were very open and very tolerant. Again, that word tolerant, I don't like that word tolerant, because tolerant sounds like you're anti this, but you just put up with it. What I'm saying, my parents are very accepting of everybody. I grew up with parents that told me that it doesn't matter if somebody's gay, straight, bisexual, trans, black, white, Mexican, whatever. As long as they're a good person, then they're a good person, and that's fine. But don't spend your time worrying about what somebody does in their bedroom, what somebody is, you know, as far as like race or skin color. Worry about the kind of person they are. And that's big to me. I just don't understand why you could just hate somebody because, oh my God, I hate someone because they like penis in their mouth. Well, I mean, you like girls put your penis in their mouth, so what's wrong with this dude, man? I mean, come on. Who cares? I get really worked up about people who are anti-gay, people who are anti, you know, LGBTQ+. It just pisses me off. Now, this comes from somebody who's made a career out of gay jokes, a career out of dick and fart jokes in webcomics and comics. And yeah, there's some of the jokes I've made that might cross a line, that do cross a line, definitely. But I think that I go at them in a way that it's obvious that it's a joke meant for joke's sake, and there's an underlying stupidity behind it. I try and point out the stupidity behind the reality of the jokes, right? Because all jokes are rooted in reality, right? There's something real behind it. Like, case in point, in the Furry Animal Magic or Furry Animal Mayhem comic that's going to be coming out in 2019 that my brother-in-law Mike and I did years ago, the very first page is an AIDS joke. Now, I bring this one up because my friend, friend Jen, doesn't like it, and that's fine. I respect her opinion. I respect their opinion, and I respect everything they say about this. So, the first page is an AIDS joke. Now, it's an AIDS joke in the way that AIDS is not necessarily mentioned in the joke per se. It's an aspect of the joke. So I'll describe it for you the best I can, just so you can get an idea of it. And you can go to whitetail.net and pick up the book anytime you want and help support me in what I do, because I guess that's what I should be doing here. But anyway, so it's a five panel, maybe six panel comic. It's free animals, so it's a bear and a cat, right? And the bear's working behind a bowling alley counter and he's spraying shoes. And you see feet out the side of the counter, right? Obviously, someone's going down on this bear. And the bear's spraying the shoes and it zooms in on the shoe spray and it says, kills HIV AIDS virus, or kills 99% of HIV AIDS viruses on hard surfaces, right? And then he goes to the next panel and you see the cat with, you know, jism on her face. And then the next panel is the bear spraying his dick with the spray. And then the last panel ends with the cat looking at the bear and the bear being like, what? You know? And the whole joke is the fact that the bear is stupid enough to think that shoe sprays would have any effect on his dick from this possible prostitute that just gave him a blowjob. And that's the root of the joke. Now, when I talked to Jen about it, they told me, well, what's the value of this? You know, you're perpetuating the stereotype that prostitutes have diseases, which is not something I ever thought about when I made that joke, you know, back in 2006 or whatever it was. 2004. I mean, a long time ago. That was not something I thought about when I wrote that joke. For me, the joke was I thought it was hilarious that the shoe spray said that, and then taking it further to somebody being dumb enough to spray their cock with it. That's what the joke was for me. So Jen gave me a different perspective that I hadn't thought about. Now, even given that perspective, I still don't think that it's perpetuating anything. I mean, I can understand how that would be perpetuating that sex workers have diseases, but I think the truth behind the joke is it's the stupidity of the bear and really the validity of the sex worker or the girl who may or may not be a hooker. It isn't important, right? The important part of it is the stupidity of the bear and him spraying his dick with shoe spray. So I am curious to know what you think about that, what anybody listening would think about that joke. If you want to see that joke, pick up the book. It's like $4. Not that much. It's like 48 pages or something like that of ridiculous jokes like that with furry animals. So it's awesome. All drawn by Mike Gordon, who's an amazing artist. And some of them written by him, some of them written by me. And there's one of them that I actually did the art on. And you can clearly see which one it is because it's not as good as the other ones. I got way off topic there. So I wish I would have been recording the whole first episode of this because I had some really good topics that I'm trying to remember what I said and at the same time not repeat anything I said on this episode. But you know, LGBTQ plus, right? Why should we care? Why should somebody care what somebody else does? Why should you as Mr. Joe Blow or Mrs. Joe Blow care if, you know, Mr. Whatever likes to have sex with men or likes to have sex with women or loves women or falls in love with men or women? It's like, why does that matter? And for the life of me, I cannot fathom why somebody else would put so much effort into ruining somebody else's love and somebody else's good time. Like, why do certain people, I'll say Christians, not all clearly, but some, and the ones that I've dealt with a lot, put so much emphasis on what somebody else does in their bed and what somebody else loves or who somebody else loves? That's dumb. It shouldn't matter, right? Love is love. If you love somebody, regardless of them being male, female, trans, non-binary, somewhere on the binary spectrum, then that's it. Love who you love. And that's a beautiful thing. And other people putting that down is just asinine. And I do want to touch on that love is love thing, because I have seen this online. It is annoying and it does frustrate me. People, you know, the whole love is love, I fully back that, you know, love is love, love who you want to love, and that's great. But people always put out as the counter argument to that, I've seen, or maybe it's troll arguments. It might be trolls. I don't know. Sometimes these days it's hard to tell what's a counter argument from some hard right or hard left person and what's an actual troll on the internet. They tend to blur the line sometimes. But the whole love is love, right? What that means is love is love. You know, man loves woman, woman loves woman, man loves man loves trans loves woman, you know, whatever. Anything on the spectrum of non-binary, binary, trans, gay, lesbian, straight, right? Love is love. But then people are like, oh, well, what about age? That's ageism. You know, what if I'm 35 and I want to love a 12-year-old? Love is love, man. Love is love. Or I want to love a horse. Love is love. It's like, those are not the same things, right? Pedophilia and bestiality is not the same thing as being gay or being non-binary, being trans. It's like totally different. And making that correlation is insulting to anybody on the spectrum of LGBTQ+. And it just pisses me off because you cannot correlate a freaking pedophile with a gay person. That is horrible. And I know there are people out there, and I've heard it many times, like, you know, you're going over to a friend's house and their mom and dad are there, or their brother's there, or somebody's there, and it's like, oh, well, they're straight, not a big deal. But as soon as, like, oh yeah, my uncle's gonna be there, my uncle's gay, oh well, I'm sorry, little Johnny can't go over to your house because your uncle's gay, he might want to have sex with little Johnny. It's like, what about him being gay means he's a pedophile, right? What about your aunt being gay means she's a pedophile? It just, I don't understand that correlation. What about the straight uncle that would want to screw your daughter? You know, I mean, why is that less of a concern? And the whole thing too, like, I see some guys who are like, oh, I don't want gay friends, man. I don't want my gay friends to want to fuck me. Just because someone's gay doesn't mean they want to have sex with you. I mean, you might be cute. They might look at you and go, oh, man, he's so cute. I want to have sex with him. But they probably don't. You know, the odds are that they're not, you're not going to be their type because you're not just not going to be. Because a lot of gay men don't want straight boys because straight boys have, I don't know. I'm not gay, so I can't tell you what gay boys like. And I'm saying that gay boys are straight boys because it's funny. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but just gay boys and straight boys to say in men, it makes me laugh. I don't mean disrespect by that, so take it as you will. But, like, just because someone's gay, whether they're male or female, does not mean they want to have sex with every straight person they see. That's just not how it works. I mean, they might find you attractive, because if they find, you know, if you're a man and you find men attractive, doesn't matter if you're straight or not. I mean, I'm a straight guy, and there's men that I find attractive, and that's, I mean, whatever. It doesn't mean I want to fuck them, you know? Although, maybe there's one out there for me. I don't know yet. I haven't met him yet. But you can tell I'm deep in thought because I'm saying button a lot because I'm trying to figure out where I want to take this. I don't know, man. I hate looking around the world. And I don't use the word hate lightly, but I hate looking around the world and seeing so many people get put down because of who they love, because of who they are. And that kind of shit is just incredibly frustrating to me because as a person who was a white dude brought up in white society in a liberal area with white parents and grew up middle class. I mean, I can basically say that, yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a lot of hardships as far as it comes to a lot of things. And I talked to people who had all these things going against them or had relatives disown them because they came out as gay and had loved ones leave them because they found out they were gay or trans or whatever. And I just don't understand. Like, if one of my kids was gay, I wouldn't matter. I'd be like, whatever, cool. I love you the same. You know, it doesn't change. All it changes is instead of, you know, buying you and your significant other matching male-female things, I'd buy them matching male-male or girl-girl things, you know, female-female things, whatever. I don't, it just doesn't matter. I've been asked, you know, what if your son's gay? What if your son's transsexual? Okay, so what? Big deal. And I don't mean that lightly. I mean that wholeheartedly, as I don't care. I don't care. Like, I just don't. As long as they're happy and healthy and taking care of themselves and they're not hurting anybody, who cares? I mean, I said the same thing on my parenting episode where I talked about my, you know, one of my kids becoming a stripper. And it's like, well, I mean, really, if that's their life choice and they're happy and they're healthy and they're self-sufficient, they're taking care of themselves, and you know, it is what it is, you know. I mean, and then, you know, I had somebody ask me one time, man, what if your son was gay and they brought their boyfriend over and they were kissing on the couch or they were just making out on your couch? I'm like, well, I'd tell him the same thing I would tell him if he was making out with his girlfriend. Knock it off. Say that for the bedroom. But they're just giving their girlfriend a kiss or giving their boyfriend a kiss. I mean, that's part of freaking dating somebody. That's different than sitting there making out and groping each other. I wouldn't think that's appropriate for anybody to do that on a couch at a family event. But if you think that stopping somebody from just kissing their boyfriend or kissing their girlfriend at an event is what you should be doing, you need to really rethink your priorities because they're going to do that anyways. And it's showing affection, showing public displays of, PDA, public displays of affection. There, that's the right thing. As long as you don't cross the line, who cares? I mean, yeah, if you're sitting there groping each other and jerking each other off and shit or fingering each other, and that's one thing. But I mean, if you're like just cuddling and holding each other and embracing and, you know, giving each other a kiss here and there, whatever, you know, just let the hate out of your heart and don't worry about it, man. I don't know. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. I don't think I touched everything I touched in the first time I recorded, and I'm really upset that it didn't record. But that's okay. It's my bad for not checking the batteries before I pushed record. But I do think that people need to ease up on the LGBT community and people need to just be more accepting and understanding. Oh, one thing I do want to say that I talked about last time and it is that I really think that people who hate something are people who have prejudice towards something. And I say it that way because it could be your prejudice against gay people or trans people or black people or Mexican people or whatever. Insert thing that's not you here that you hate for some stupid-ass reason. I think one of the best things that could happen to those people, and I say this understanding that sometimes when this happens, people get disowned, people lose their families, and I understand that, and I don't want that to happen to anybody. But I think sometimes the best thing to happen to somebody who hates gay people is for their child to come out as gay, or for them to get a best friend that is gay. Or if you hate black people, for your daughter or your son to marry a black person or a Mexican person or something like that. Because, you know, you can hate whatever you want, all you want, as long as you want. But as soon as it's in your family and you have grandkids and relatives that are of that, it becomes a lot harder to hate. And you have to have some deep, deep-rooted hatred to continue hating black people or continue hating gay people when your child becomes, not becomes that, but become, I mean, I think becomes that is the right thing to say, because to you, as the person experiencing this, experiencing your kids come out as gay or experiencing your kids getting with insert race group you hate here, to you it is becoming. To them it's always been a thing, but to you they're becoming that, you know. And you didn't understand that they're not really becoming that, they've always been that, they're just coming out to you. But experiencing that and learning that, it really, it'll open up your heart, right? Because it's really hard once you have a gay child to continue to hate gay people when your son is gay. Now, there are definitely people out there who freaking will continue hating your guts and think gay people should die even when their child becomes gay. And that is very sad. And those people need some therapy. But I think a lot of people, when they have that put in front of them, it'll change their mind. Like, the best thing that could happen to a racist is to have to be incorporated with black people or Mexican people or whatever race they hate on a daily basis, on an equal basis. It has to be equal, right? If you're equal in what you deal with, then it's going to open it up to where you'll realize that, oh, these are just people. These are just people who love, just like I love. They may love something different, but they just love people. And it's not worth it, my time, to spew this hatred on them. And why should I? Now, that's my own thoughts on that. I know other people may think differently, and it may end up that I am totally ass wrong on that, and that doing that may be more harmful for anybody. I don't know. I'm not gay. I'm not black. I can only speak from my mind and what I think. So with all that, I thank you so much for listening to my rambling about this, from being a straight white dude talking about LGBTQ+, a topic that I probably have no right talking about, that I'll probably get a bunch of shit for. But I do think that everybody should be talking about things that make them uncomfortable, or things, I mean, I shouldn't say uncomfortable. I mean, LGBTQ does not make me uncomfortable. I could care less. I do care. I just could care less about the uncomfortable or it being a taboo topic, because I think you should talk about it. And things that are controversial or things that people have these hard views on should be talked about. And I do plan on Haphazard Adventures with Kaylee to bring on, you know, gay people or trans people, and to open those lines of communications and kind of get their feedback on what they think about these things and see how far off or how dead on I may be on my thoughts. You know, I think I'm a pretty open person, but who knows? Maybe I'm not. Maybe I have some deep-seated bigotry that I don't know about that it will rear its head when I talk to somebody in one of these groups. And I should say, that sounds bad. That sounds like I haven't talked to these people, but I have, you know, not these people. Fucking words. I haven't, you know, talking to people that are within these groups on the show. I've talked to my friends all the time. I'm very open with my friends. One of my best friends, John Anderson, my writing partner for 10 years now, is gay, and we talk about openly about a lot of shit. You know, me being what my wife calls a half-mo, I said earlier, and him being gay, you know, a joke we always make between John and I is, you know, John and I are very similar, we look alike, we think alike, we make the same kind of jokes, and we have similar careers and everything, but he's gay and I'm not. But the only thing that makes him more gay than me is that, you know, he has sex with men and I don't, that anybody knows about, that I don't, and I, you know, married to a woman, he's married to a man, you know. It's just one of those funny joke things. I don't know how funny that is. It's funny to me, but it might not be funny to some people. So, and again, let's wrap this up. Again, if you hate gay people, fuck you. Don't do that. Get to know some. They're awesome. People are people. Just judge people on who they are, not on who they love. I should make the t-shirt. Judge people on who they are, not who they love. Perfect. All right. That's all for this show. Take me up on Twitter at Y2CL. Check out my other show, Spoiler Chronicles: Haphazard Adventures. And until then, remember, love is love. But no pedophilia or bestiality. Peace. See ya.